I think it's quite a common experience for poets to realise at some point in their lives just how little of what moves them in the world actually finds its way into their poems. No matter how elastic your medium, a gulf opens between the things in your life that tend to become poems and the things that don't. If you accept this as a problem, there are two ways around it. You can choose to do something else, maybe write journalistically, in order to keep the space marked poetry uncorrupted. The alternative is to try and find hidden properties of the medium itself, which allow it to transcend its acquired limitations. Kiernan Sutherland's medium has always been more elastic than most. But when I think of his new book, Neocosis, I'm reminded of the moment in William Burroughs' The Self Machine, when the protagonist walks in on an ether party with a lighted cigarette. Most drugs, like most foods, can be burned as well as digested. The chemistry is much the same, but the power, the energy transferred per unit of time, is vastly increased. Neocosis is cut from the same stuff as Kiernan's earlier poetry, but the interactions among its material parts are ramped up to a level where they become self-sustaining, at least partly beyond the author's control, drawing in and on an informed self wired to every possible source and sink of information in a world where truth equals shit at the very moment when the elastic snaps, leaving us with a face full of spare ribs and throat gristle. It's one of the most astonishing collaborations of mind and material I've ever known, and so is Kiernan.